Did you live in a farm then or a farm?
We lived in a house, a little bungalow, one-story house. Mm-hmm. About 2 miles out from the main part of town. Out in what's it called? Ingleside section.
Was it a community in itself?
Well, there was a little grocery store, there was an A&P store, a drugstore, and a little bakery. And then just not many blocks away, it was almost in walking distance, but not quite. There was quite a little shopping center, Ingleside Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. Macon is a beautiful place and a nice place to live. People are so friendly.
I've been through there, you know, just sort of driving through a couple of times when we stopped to eat.
We were just a little ways off, about a half a block up from the main road that goes through going up to Atlanta. I think it's Route 41. Mm-hmm. The old route before the turnpike was put in, expressway. It was a real convenient place. I could get on the bus and go downtown and wouldn't have to bother with parking the car. And
have you ever looked anywhere where they had like cars with like tracks on their head? Streetcars?
Streetcars? Yes, I believe Boston had them the first time I was there. You could still. They had a streetcar, and then later on they had a streetcar that went down into the subway. But they had streetcars that went all the way downtown at first. And where I went to boarding school in Lowell, Massachusetts, that's quite a magic back in town. They had streetcars. I know we'd get the streetcar. We'd go into Boston sometimes for a symphony or something like that. And we'd get the streetcar at the station and go right straight out to the school. We wouldn't have to change anywhere. Mm-hmm. And Jacksonville used to have streetcar. I used to go, my mother's sister lived there after she married. We used to go there and visit her. We used to ride streetcars there.
Did they ever call them anything else besides streetcars?
Trolleys?
How did you get off? How did the conductor know when you wanted to get off?
Say on the side, you pull a little string and punch the bell. I think you pull a string and it rang a bell up front where the motorman was.
Did you ever have to ask him?
No, I don't think so. You just rang that you wanted to get off at the next corner. He'd stop at the next corner and you'd get off. The same as you do on a bus now.
I usually have to tell the bus conductor and tell me
where you
want
to go. Well, if you don't know, yeah. I remember when, in the old days, when the two hotels were here, the Ponciano and the Breakers. Mm-hmm. They had a little donkey car that used to run back and forth between the two hotels. I've got a picture of him. It was just a little wagon, probably about 10 people could ride in it, seated sideways, you know. And they just run back and forth between the two hotels. A man would drive a donkey up. That's the way the people went back and forth if they didn't want to walk. It's a pretty good walk, but it's not a long walk. But I guess sometimes they were all dressed up and they didn't want to walk, so they just get on the little donkey cart and ride up.